Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. This week, we're talking with Melissa Majumdar, registered dietitian and personal trainer from the LifeBridge Health Bariatric Surgery Program located at Sinai Hospital. And we're here to talk about why some people have certain cravings and tips for how to beat those cravings, because they're often not very good for you. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We were all just talking about that as we were sitting here in this room, and we've all had them, and particularly lately, I find that some of my female friends of a certain age are craving carbohydrates.
Sure.
So let's talk about cravings and why we have them.
Well, cravings aren't actually a physical hunger. Sometimes we think, well, my body needs this.
It's not all
really
our minds.
It's our hedonic center in our brain. We have memories about the pleasure that those foods give us, and that's what it's coming from. Certain things can trigger it, though. It can be, you know, you pass by a certain restaurant and you remember that pleasurable experience, or it can be something physiological that triggers it, and that might be more what you're referring to with your
friends.
Could
it be almost like an addiction to it?
Yes.
And you have to get it out of your system to let it go?
Definitely. For certain people, it is more on the addiction level, and you know, our taste buds have certain homeostasis for the salt, the sugar, and the fat. We can perceive different amounts, so if we kind of detox and get that base level, you can, you know, lower your threshold.
You talked about how certain foods bring certain great memories. Does this have to do with serotonin in the brain as well?
It can. So serotonin is a neurotransmitter. We get a chemical response that the body communicates about it. And certain foods will give you higher serotonin levels, like carbohydrates, but it can be that, and if you are dieting, you're going to have low serotonin levels and you're going to crave those foods more.
And you're going to be cranky.
You can be cranky, because serotonin gives you that good feeling.
Right.
Sure. But it can also just be the way you ate earlier in the day that kind of bounces back to give you that craving that you're experiencing.
Everything you're talking about rings so true, and I think it's that immediate satisfaction that we get from the craving, but in the long run, we don't feel better. In fact, oftentimes we have a drop off and we crash and we feel worse.
You're exactly right.
So how do we prevent cravings?
Sure. Well, the drop off that you're talking about is going to be if you have those simple carbs or the white carbs, that white rice, white bread, or the sweets, you're going to have that boost of sugar and that good feeling, but then you crash later. So I think the biggest thing you can do is be prepared. You're going to want those quick fix energies if you didn't plan ahead, if you don't have food with you. But if you kind of plan your day, you know you're going to be out, have something with you, those long acting carbs or the, you might hear complex carbs, the whole grains, pair them with a protein. Don't ever have a free floating fruit or a carb on its own. Pair it with a protein and choose the ones that are going to last with you longer to prevent the fall or the craving.
Can you talk about, sometimes we need actually specific suggestions. Could you talk about sort of the specific smart carbs and what's a good balance?
Yep, definitely. Your whole grains, your beans, lentils can be your fruit. And like I said, pair them with the protein. So we're talking whole grain crackers with low-fat cheese, yogurt with fruit. And in the Greek yogurt these days, that's a little bit higher in protein. You can do a piece of fruit with some nuts. Something like that combo is going to do it for you.
Do you also find that the time of day is critical? Do you, let's say, carb load in the morning and taper off in the afternoon? Do you believe in that, or should it be spaced out throughout the day?
I would preach more about balance throughout the day, and not only, you know, that carb protein balance throughout the day, but the timing. If you go too long without eating, you're going to come back with a craving later, usually in the form of those quick acting carbs.
You know, I know that you deal at Sinai in the bariatrics program, and so you're kind of helping to treat the whole person. They're looking for surgery for whatever reason, mm-hmm. but they also have to learn how to change their whole lifestyle and eating plan. But as I'm listening to you talk, this is something that could serve all of us very well.
For sure.
What do you find when you talk to people at Sinai who come in, and what are some of the biggest misconceptions we have? What are we doing wrong, by and large, in general? Are we fast-fooding it too much, obviously? Are we still reaching for the white flour?
It's kind of all those things, and like I said, I think it goes down to planning ahead. It's not that we might have bad self-control, it's just that we fail to plan. And when we have quick fixes on every corner, then it's easy to make those decisions. So it's really just about planning ahead and
making that an important part of your life, probably.
Exactly.
You know, we're so busy, we focus on work and our kids and everything else, and we don't think about healthy eating. It seems to be the thing that takes back seat, right? What's the best way for our listeners to learn more about weight loss surgery options?
Sure. We have a wonderful website, lifebridgehealthweightloss.org, and you can come to an informational seminar that we hold monthly and learn more information there.
Well, I'm sure you're a wealth of information, probably fun at a party. Don't eat that appetizer. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. If you'd like to make an appointment with a LifeBridge Health bariatric specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL. Or visit LifeBridgeHealthWeightLoss.org. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.